Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So, according to Peter Navarro, a federal grand jury is investigating Donald Trump's crimes. And according to Donald Trump himself, he's feeling the squeeze. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So the federal criminal investigation into Donald Trump is tightening if, and this is an important if Peter Navarro is to be believed. Here's the new reporting by Kyle Chaney of Politico. Headline, former Trump aide Navarro says he has received a grand jury subpoena related to January 6th. And that article begins, Peter Navarro, a former White House aide to Donald Trump, says he's been served a grand jury subpoena by federal prosecutors probing the January 6th insurrection and claims they have asked for records of, quote, any communications, close quote, with the former president. In a draft lawsuit that Navarro began circulating on Monday, the former Trump trade advisor said, two FBI agents banged loudly on my door in the early morning hours on May 26 and served him a subpoena signed by Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. Matt Graves is a former colleague of mine. We worked together at the D.C. U.S. attorney's office. He is a good man. The article continues, a grand jury subpoena for Navarro would be the most aggressive known step that prosecutors have taken into Trump's West Wing related to January 6th. There have long been indications that federal prosecutors have been laying the groundwork for a broader probe into Trump's inner circle to examine their role in attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 election and stoking the violence on January 6th. Okay, friends, let's unpack this one. But please trust me when I say this is a good news story. Good news on the justice front, and we'll talk about why that is. First of all, this is a clear indication that the Department of Justice is working its way up the criminal food chain, up the insurrection ladder toward the high government officials who were responsible for the attack on the Capitol, for an attack on our democracy. And I think it's actually really cute that Peter Navarro is preparing to file a lawsuit, reportedly acting as his own lawyer. What could possibly go wrong there? Filing a lawsuit to try to put a stop to him having to testify. Now, mind you, the article goes on to say that the subpoena he just received says that he is to appear before the grand jury on June 2nd, just a day or two down the road now. And if he chooses to violate this subpoena, to defy this criminal grand jury subpoena, it won't go the way his defiance of a congressional subpoena went. No. The federal marshals, the United States Marshal Service, will bang loudly at his door, or perhaps more accurately, will just breach that door if he fails to comply with a federal grand jury subpoena, and they will haul him in by the scruff of his neck to appear before the judge who oversees the federal grand jury. And he will be testifying. So let's talk about Navarro's status. What is his status presently? Because remember, he did defy a congressional subpoena, preferring to commit the crime of contempt of Congress to conceal Donald Trump's crimes rather than testify before the January 6th committee and reveal Donald Trump's crimes. So as of right now, Peter Navarro is being criminally investigated by the Department of Justice for contempt of Congress, because remember, Congress voted him in contempt and referred him for criminal prosecution. What can we infer from that? Well, stick with me. This is going to feel a little like a Team Justice criminal procedure class. One of the things we can infer from that is that this subpoena that he was just issued for grand jury testimony really isn't about his contempt of Congress crime for which he's been referred for prosecution. Why do I say that? Well, he's a target in that investigation, right? He is the one who is being investigated to see if he should be indicted for contempt of Congress. And typically, we don't deliver grand jury subpoenas for testimony to somebody who is the target of a grand jury investigation. And the reason for that is, you know, there's a DOJ policy that says, you know, ordinarily we don't subpoena the target of an investigation because he or she would have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. So for example, if Peter Navarro was handed a grand jury subpoena to testify about his own contempt of Congress, he could simply say, I plead the Fifth. I invoke my Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Bye-bye. And he'd be allowed to leave. We couldn't force him to appear and incriminate himself about his refusal to comply with a congressional subpoena. Now, we could trump, no pun intended, we could trump his Fifth Amendment claim by granting him immunity, because that extinguishes the right against self-incrimination. Because if we immunize you, your testimony can't be used against you. But look, I don't think anybody has any interest in immunizing Peter Navarro. I think he should be indicted for his role in the insurrection. But that's a long-winded way of explaining how we can infer that this subpoena really isn't about his failure to appear before Congress. It is all about the crimes that may have been committed by Donald Trump. There's an added reason to infer that, and that is because Peter Navarro himself, if he can be credited, if these aren't alternative facts he's presenting, Peter Navarro himself said, yeah, this grand jury subpoena I just got asks for all communications I had with Donald Trump. That tells us DOJ is criminally investigating Donald Trump. So as I say, this is a good news story all around. And it feels like Donald Trump is really beginning to feel the squeeze. Why do I say that? Well, I saw a tweet that was posted this morning by Congressman Adam Kinzinger that related some of what Donald Trump is now posting on the ironically named Truth Social platform, because, of course, Donald Trump remains banned from Twitter. Here's Adam Kinzinger's tweet. Aw, looks like someone is a bit nervous. Perfect. And here is what Donald Trump posted on Truth Social. As an aside, friends, you know, when Donald Trump used to have access to Twitter, he would tweet out his nonsense, right? What should we call it when Donald Trump posts something on Truth Social? I propose we say that he lied out his nonsense on Truth Social, because That's what that platform enables him to do. Just post his lies. But I digress. So Donald Trump posted the following that Adam Kinzinger commented on. The young, ambitious, radical left Democratic prosecutor from Georgia, who is presiding over one of the most crime-ridden and corrupt places in the USA, Fulton County, has put together a grand jury to investigate an absolutely perfect phone call to the Secretary of State. Many lawyers from both sides were knowingly on the call. I also assumed it was taped. I called to fight a rigged and stolen election, and they go after me instead of the people that rigged and stole it. God bless America. So friends, I think it's safe to say that Donald Trump is feeling the squeeze. And I don't think it's going out on a limb to say that justice is coming for Donald Trump. And justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.